Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Wondering what he was doing, wandered in the kitchen to see. Wandered into the kitchen.
You'll get the hang of this.
Wandered into the kitchen to see him with his dinghy immersed in a glass of milk.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's too much.
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh my God.
Hey, bitches!
What is up? Kendall, let me explain to our listeners who are flipping out that, remember last week when we had our wonderful first time ever female guest host, Rand? She has come back to join us for a second week in a row. Give a hand of applause.
One singular hand.
A hand of applause.
She doesn't know when to leave.
Just like us. We don't know when to leave the buffet.
And she's so welcome.
Welcome. Did you hear that round of the hand of applause our listeners gave you? They gave you a hand.
I'm happy to be here.
That's just our studio audience.
Kendall, happy Valentine's
Day. It's a difficult time for me, personally, Valentine's Day, so I'm just happy to be among friends.
We represent three different factions of listeners.
Right.
I'm the broke married person.
The unhappily
can't
married
afford Valentine's
person.
Day.
Ran, the gay divorcee, and Cliff, the gay.
You're gay?
That movie from the 30s, Gay Divorcee, it meant something different.
I don't think the listeners, well, no offense,
the
listeners.
The happy divorcee.
We have a high lesbian cartel.
I wouldn't call myself gay divorcee.
I just called
bitter.
A high lesbian cartel. Yeah, she's bitter, a bitter divorcee.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Valentine's Day for everybody, right, Kendall?
Yes.
What do you think about
for
that?
For everyone. It's what do they call
America.
It? If you're not with somebody, they have like
Valentine's Day. They call it the same thing.
No, stag.
They used to call me something similar to that in high school.
That starts with an F.
Oh, ouch! I'm gonna say ouch for me.
That's a real last name.
Kendall, I forgot to say something last week.
What'd you forget?
Can you believe that we would do a five-hour show about February awareness, and we forgot to weigh in? Like,
ooh,
we
stop the music.
On the Bible? We swore on the Bible that we would do that the week before.
We are going to hell. Stop the music.
We're going to hell. Too late. We're already there.
You know
what? Already there.
No, let's not be so condemning.
No, let's not.
Let's forgive and move on. In the spirit of love and Valentine's, for God's sakes, weigh in.
Oh my God. Kendall, now I want to say this was 2 weeks ago. We were talking about how fat we were.
Yes.
For the first time ever on the show, we mentioned how fat we were. And that's our fat sound. And
to get that
for
right
the
now.
For the hearing impaired, fat sound. That's what would be on the closed captioning in brackets. We were going to weigh and see how much weight we had gained since Christmas.
Yep. Oh.
We didn't weigh last week because the scale broke.
The scale broke.
We had to get an industrial size.
Just from the weight of our stare, the scale broke.
You know, oh my God.
So, Rayan, will you join us on the way in?
I would like to be exempt from this, but, you know, what the hell.
Who's going
to
go first?
I'll weigh in.
Let's go alphabetically, reversely by last name. That's you.
That's me. Okay.
So, let's step on the scale.
Okay.
Okay, so before it tallies up, how much did you weigh before Christmas?
121.
Kendall, would you shit your ever-loving pants to weigh that much?
And that was in the nude.
Though. I have shits in my pants that are heavier than that.
And it did weigh that much. Yes.
Thank you, Fiber One.
Thank you.
121. So our sponsor.
Step
Fiber
on the scale,
Ryan,
and I'm going to start it up.
Okay. This is fully clothed, so we can deduct, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Deduct a pound.
I usually deduct 20 pounds from my clothing. So. Okay. What does it say, Ryan?
Oh my God.
What?
126.2? Are you effing kidding me?
No!
That's tremendous! I have a very small frame.
Let me start
the
sad music.
She is small framed. start She's small framed, everybody.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to be single and lonely for the rest of my life with this fat ass. Well, so
some guys like a fat ass, Ryan. All right, Cliff, are you next?
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Don't lie.
Kendall knows.
Now, what did you weigh before, Cliff? What did you weigh before?
I don't want to say. Do I have to say?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
If you both agree.
I think you two have to say. Yep.
Okay. You, us two, not you.
Let's do it.
No, you do too, Kendall. I weighed December 23rd. I weighed 181, which I thought was very respectable. I thought it was really respectable.
Shut up!
Okay.
Our pictures on Facebook, I look gorgeous.
Wait till you get to mine. I'm the heaviest of us all. Go ahead.
That's why heaviest goes last. I weighed 181. All right. I'm stepping up.
All right, here we go. See what it says.
All right.
I won't look.
Don't look.
If you need to lie, you can lie, but...
No, don't lie.
Oh, what is it? What is it? What is it? What is it?
Kendall, Rayanne in the studio, please.
I'm not looking. It's so sad.
Baby. It is so sad.
Here, write it down. Do you want me to read it or can you? Here, hold my hand.
Listen, between you, me, Kendall, and the listeners.
And the Lord God himself.
And the two
good
listeners.
Lord above, there are no secrets. I have gained 10 Ooh. Pounds on the big... fat dot.
Yes.
Shoot me now. Cut off my head
so I
can immediately.
That's a newborn.
It's a big fat newborn.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
Kendall, I don't know if the scale can take it, but why don't you
weigh in.
Step on up.
Now, before Christmas. Let's start back last year at my lowest when I was 193.
Oh,
okay. What was that? What was your lowest?
193. I'm really tall, too.
I know.
I carry it well.
You're a good 2 feet taller than me.
I carry it well. Anyway,
my
weight before Nashville, before Christmas, was 205.
All right. Okay. See the best of us, Kendall.
Okay. I'm stepping on.
Do that again.
What?
I'm glad it didn't happen to me. This is the best of us.
I'm stepping on.
Do it.
Here we go.
We support you.
We love you anyway.
I hope the scale can support me.
Both of
you. Oh, my God, Cliff. We must be connected on some sort of journey because I gained 10 pounds as well.
10 pounds!
So what does that add up to?
Let's not add it. Let's just keep it. Let's just let the listeners, the ones that are really good at math, add 10 pounds to 205 and we'll...
All right.
Calculators in hand.
Enormous, Cliff. My 10-year high school reunion is August. Oops, is August 27th. I have to lose 100 pounds before then.
Oh my God.
Oh, good God.
Kendall, but you know what? It's Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day.
Don't remind me.
Kendall, let's. I want to take a poll of one. Kendall, you're the person I'm polling.
Okay.
Ooh.
What is your favorite part of a woman?
What?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say
what's wrong
this
with that?
On
Susan, of your beautiful wife, Susan.
Or any woman. It's okay. Susan's, she'd be fine with this.
Susan is a lot less of a prude than you are. So.
I'd have to say the breasts.
What do you like about breasts?
What's your favorite part about them?
What do you mean?
What do you like about it? What do you like
no,
about
what, it? Yeah, what about breasts? What
I don't know. I don't know why. It's some inane,
is
like...
Is it the bounciness, the squishiness?
I really don't know. I don't know why I'm attracted to the breasts. I think about it. I'm like,
do you like to put them in your mouth? Well,
my mother listens to this show.
No, she... I don't know why.
I've often thought, like, what is it about them that makes them appealing? And I don't know why. It's just in me. I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
But you just asked one for a favorite.
Big and small, just all breasts.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what I think I'm going to do, well, I have a woman here.
Uh-huh.
Lucky me.
A specimen, a female specimen. I'm going to see, since breasts are your favorite part, I'm going to see what I think about them.
Okay, my favorite part.
How are we doing this?
We're going to lift up your shirt, Rayanne.
Okay. Well, Let's go over the shirt for now.
Over the shirt. It's just our first
ease
day.
Into
such a prude.
It's
our first day.
He doesn't have a... No, we're more worried about him. This is his first encounter.
I don't want to...
We don't want to overwhelm Cliff.
Especially my breasts are overwhelming. So.
They honestly have been described by her to me as...
Hey, I've got a bad joke coming up about breasts, so you're gonna... It's gonna...
Okay,
good. Well.
Okay.
All right, so do you think you should take your bra off?
Yeah, bra on or off? What do you think?
What do you
think?
If you're feeling breasts, take the bra off.
I'm
this show is going to new heights.
Ready?
Take this.
Okay. Do it.
Okay.
Oh, both. Okay. Okay. So
there they are.
Is it the weight?
They're heavy.
Okay, you can actually squeeze them. You don't have to just prod. Okay.
They are squeezy.
Yeah. Okay, now rub the contour of that.
Rub the contour.
Okay.
Rub the areola.
Well, yeah. Oh, my God. Why are you so gay? But that feels so good. Okay. Anyway, to know.
Okay. They're good. They're sort of like... It's like if you had...
Let me turn this picture of my grandmother around here on my desk.
Grapefruit.
Yeah. Grapefruit. Do not compare my breasts to grapefruit.
I adjusted your camera. Grapefruit. It's like if you had...
I hate grapefruit.
Or oranges.
No, it's spongier than that.
It's spongier than an orange.
Breasts are not like citrus. You can't be rough with that.
No.
You can't be rough. You have to be tender and gentle, Cliff.
They're good. I like them.
I feel like
they're
Howard spongy. Stern right now.
This is our Howard Sterniest show.
Okay. Okay. So if you were Kendall, what would you say that you like best about breasts? What part do you like the best?
Their heft. Right? That's a good thing.
I guess.
Feel
After
mine.
After Christmas they are, right?
Okay, feel mine.
Yay!
What's your favorite part about mine? Their heft?
Of your breasts.
Luckily, I have my own to play with.
Play with your own breasts, Kendall.
You know what? You guys have really great breasts, but I take the home.
I think Rayanne has the breast of any guest host we've had thus far.
I think so too. I have to agree.
I think so.
People love my breasts.
Yeah. I think they're good. Now, Rayanne, what's your favorite part about a man?
Well, I do love wieners. It's true. I love wieners. But right. You know what? The thing about a wiener is when you first meet it, you don't like it.
You don't think so?
No. You're not just instantly like, there's your wiener and I'm in love. Wieners, by their nature,
it's a learned relationship.
Are unattractive to some extent. Like, oh, there's a wiener. But then you're okay, I've learned.
It's
I've
an acquired taste,
wiener.
Right?
Right. Oh. Taste.
Now see, I've...
No. You all know right. What? Keep all your right. Gay thoughts to yourself for a second.
Okay.
Let's not let Cliff weigh in.
The thing about a wiener is you have to get to know the wiener. You have to know, you curve a little. Okay, let me see what I can do with that. Oh, you know, you've got the girth or you've got the length, whatever it is. And then you say, hey, I'm Ryan.
I know a lot about girth.
How are you? What? Yeah. You get to know the wiener, and then suddenly, you're not supposed to tell them that.
No, I'm sorry.
But I do love a wiener. There have been some wieners that have been scary. One time this guy had a wiener so crooked it made me feel like I had to poop.
Yeah. So, but now, here's the thing. I've heard girls say that before, that they don't think that wieners are, or wangs, as I like
wiener.
To call them.
Wiener.
Wang.
Wiener.
It's...
Oh my God! When did you eat garbage? It smells. Jeez.
Okay. I've heard wangs or wieners described as you don't love them immediately at first either.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
I hope maybe you're listening to this with your sweetheart.
Now,
Rayanne,
are you going to feel his wang now and see?
No.
Oh, what? Yes, I am.
No, it's crawled up inside. It's nervous. Now, okay. I have seen that I love at first sight. That's what makes you gay.
Oh, okay.
That's the difference.
I think the sight of a wiener must be really gross.
Frag.
I honestly...
Don't you see one every day?
Yeah, and the fat surrounding it is disgusting. No, I'm kidding. Just kidding. No. Here's the thing.
Puke breaks.
It just seems like a dangly, like weird creature.
Yes!
That's just like...
It's weird.
I am an ass man. Not that anybody asked me. ask. But you know what's funny? I love the ass. Nobody's going to take that away from me.
Oh, where has this show gone? Hey, Cliff.
To hell.
Hey. It's time. Hey, Rayanne. It's time for some bad jokes about breasts and wieners.
Oh, my God.
I love a good joke.
I think I'll start us off, okay? Wieners.
Start us off with a wiener joke.
So, guys, one day, this man, he noticed that a new couple moved into the house next door. And he was quick to notice that the woman liked to sunbathe in the backyard, usually in a skimpy bikini that showed off her magnificent pair of breasts.
What? Oh, my goodness. So yours are magnificent, Rayanne.
He made it a point to water and trim his lawn as much as possible, hoping for another look. Now, he goes next door. He knocks on the door and asks the husband of this wife. He says, I will give you $10,000 if I can kiss your wife's tits.
Oh!
And the guy's real mad. He's
like,
hell no.
That's an indecent proposal.
He says, hell no. But then the woman comes in and she says, wait, let's talk about this for a second. So she pulls the husband aside. They have a conversation, comes back, and he says, okay, for $10,000, you can kiss my wife's tits. At this point,
the wife
unbuttons her blouse, and the twin objects of desire hang free at last.
Yes.
And the man takes one in each hand and proceeds to rub his face against them in total ecstasy. Now this goes on. This goes on for several minutes. Until the husband and then the husband gets real annoyed. He says, "Okay, well, come on already, kiss him." And he says, "I can't." And the woman says, "Well, why not?" And he says, "I don't have $10,000."
Oh my God!
Sluts.
All of them. They're all sluts.
Okay.
Okay. I have a joke about sluts, too, but Kendall, you're going to like it, all right?
Okay.
Because he likes sluts.
Also, Kendall loves jokes about God. Kendall, one day, God and Adam were walking around the garden.
Yep.
And God told Adam it was time to populate the earth.
Populate.
Adam.
Plant your seed.
Here, this is my God impression.
Oh.
Adam, you can start by kissing Eve.
Uh-oh.
Adam looked puzzled, all right, y'all? He looked puzzled. He said, Lord, that's my Adam impression.
Lord,
what is a kiss? And God explained, and then Adam took Eve behind the bush, and he kissed her.
Uh-oh.
But not on the bush.
No, not. A little while later, Adam returned with a big smile, and he said, Lord, that was great. What's next?
Adam, I now want you to caress Eve.
Puzzled. He was puzzled, y'all.
Puzzled.
And he asked, Lord, what is a caress? And God explained, and then Adam took Eve behind the bush, and he caressed her.
Love that.
And a little while later, Adam returned, with a big smile, and he said, Lord, that was even better than a kiss. What's next?
Here is what gets the deed done. I now want you to make love to Eve.
Puzzled yet again. Adam says, Lord, what is make love? And is what Adam asked. So God explained, and then Adam took Eve behind the bush. And a few seconds later, y'all, Adam returned and he asked, Lord, what is a headache?
Oh God. Married ladies, you know what's up.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What's up.
Thank God was there. None of us would have ever been made.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
Rayanne has
a joke. I have a joke.
Good.
For Valentine's Day.
It's for Valentine's Day, but also in honor of the recent Oscar nomination.
Okay.
There were so many movies about war and
war.
The military. So I have a military-themed joke.
Okay.
A young man joined the army and he signed up to be a paratrooper. Now, after weeks of training, he got his first jump out of a plane. He watched people ahead of him jump out of the plane. When it's his turn to jump, he got scared.
Oh my God.
I would
too. He did. And he sat back down. The squad leader barked to the young man, if you don't jump out of this plane, I'll stick my dick up your ass.
Whoa.
Right? So a few weeks later, the young man returned home and he told his dad what happened.
All right.
His father said, well, did you jump? And the guy said, well, yeah, a little at first.
Ouch.
Oh! What?
Hey,
everybody
liked it.
Jumps
hey,
like a little at first.
Freedom.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Freedom. Don't ask, don't tell. Freedom is my passion.
That's right.
All right, guys. So one day, John's tennis elbow was acting up.
John's tennis elbow.
Yeah, and
oh
he decided to stop and see a doctor. And when he got to the office, the nurse told him he could see the doctor in 15 minutes, but first he had to give him a urine sample. And John said, this is absurd.
Winner.
The nurse insisted that John do it. And so 15 minutes later, John was ushered in to see the doctor. Now, it turns out, the doctor said, your tennis elbow must be really acting up. And he said, what did the nurse tell you? And the doctor said, no, it's this urinalysis machine that we got. It'll tell anything, you know, what's wrong with you. So 2 days later, John was sitting at the kitchen table with his wife and his teenage daughter, and he was telling him about this ridiculous machine. And John decided to have a little fun with the doctor. So he pissed in the bottle, as did his wife and teenage daughter. And then he walked to the garage, had a brainstorm. John put in a few drops of oil from his crankcase, and then he finally pleasured himself and put a few drops of that in there too.
Oh my God!
It gets better. So he drove to the doctor's office, shook the bottle, handed it to the nurse, and this time the analysis took an hour. So finally John went back to see the doctor, and the doctor said, I got some bad news, smartass. Your daughter's pregnant, your wife's got venereal disease, your car's about to throw a rod, and if you don't stop masturbating, your tennis elbow is never going to heal.
Wow!
Oh my God.
The miracles of modern medicine.
What a good doctor.
Miracle.
Now I have a couple questions for you, uh-oh, Kendall and Rayanne.
Okay.
Kendall, this one's for you. Okay. How do you know when a male porn star is at the gas station?
I don't know. He says, fill her
up. It's got to be a dipstick joke.
No, close. Right before the gas stops pumping, he pulls out the nozzle and sprays it all over the car. And now, this one is for you. Although it is not about you.
Okay.
It's just a joke. Right, this is just a joke.
Okay. Just a little joke. Just a little joke.
Why did God invent yeast infections?
I don't know, but it's deadly.
So, God invented yeast infections so women would know what it feels like to live with an annoying cunt.
Yeah,
isn't that awful?
True.
And this joke is about me, but I can't ask it to myself. So I'm gonna ask it to you, Kendall, my proxy in LA.
I could have asked you.
Okay, that's the one underneath annoying cunt.
Right under the annoying car.
Yeah.
Hey, did you ever hear about the two gay guys that had an argument in the bar?
No. What'd they do?
You know what they had to do?
What?
They had to go outside to exchange blows.
Whoa!
Yeah.
I've exchanged a few blows in my time.
I have two little short.
Roughly.
I have two little short things. About.
Okay. Yeah, she said.
I was waiting
to both of us.
You're on a bit of delay, but I was waiting
to both of us. Yeah.
This is about one of our favorite children in the world, Cliff.
Yay!
Little Johnny.
So, little Johnny was looking through his family album and asked his mother, who is this guy on the beach with you and with all the muscles and curly hair? And she said, well, that's your father. And little Johnny said, well, who's that old bald-headed bastard who lives with us now?
Whoa!
Now, also Cliff and Rayanne.
What a bitch!
This pretty little teacher. She was concerned that one of her young students. So she took him aside and after class and said, "Little Johnny, why has your work been so poor lately?"
Why?
And little Johnny says, "I'm in love." And so she held back a little smile and she said, "Well, who are you in love with?" And he said, "With you." And she says, "But little Johnny, don't you see how silly that is? Sure, I'd like a husband of my own someday, but I don't want a child." And little Johnny says, oh, don't worry. I'll wear a condom.
Johnny!
That's an oldie but a goodie. But it still works.
Anyone going to teach him the proper ways?
No.
Condoms, especially in February, are very
romantic. February is Condom Awareness Month, as we learned last week. Kendall, I have to take a break.
I got to use the restroom.
I have to take a condom break.
I might vomit.
I have to explore Rand's body, see if I like any other parts of it.
I'm going to leave the room.
We can weigh in again after the break.
Okay. Bulimia works.
We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, you've made it this far into the show. It'd be a shame to give up now. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Bristol Palin, and I'm here to inform you that February is Condom Awareness Month. Don't use them.
And now back to the show.
Lives beneath my
Oh my god, Brian's bowels are moving in my face.
Welcome back.
Oh my god.
Welcome back to the Breast Podcast. I mean, the best podcast on the
internet. Best Valentine's podcast.
I can't imagine spending Valentine's Day with anybody I love more than you two.
So. Kendall, we're going to make out over here just for a minute, and then
okay.
You can
just go on with the show.
Just
go on with the show, Kendall. Well, it's coming up on time for things you should know.
Oh my god, things you should know about making out.
It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb. Things you should know about the human anatomy. And now here's your host with special guest Brianne, Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, our drinks taste like cake. What do your drinks taste like?
Not like cake.
Okay.
Luckily, or I'd be even fatter than I am.
Oh, yeah. How many points are we drinking?
I'm not losing
not
weight
tabulate.
Today, anybody.
All right.
Today I will not be losing any weight. Tomorrow.
So, Cliff and Rayanne, this is about Valentine's Day.
All right.
Was there really a Saint Valentine?
Is this true or false? I'm confused.
It's a question.
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
Saint Valentine's. Yes, true.
You are correct. They're actually...
Hey! I win!
Actually, there were two St. Valentine.
Uh-oh.
A third century Valentine was martyred during the persecution of Rome, Claudius II. Uh-huh. What are you laughing at? Are you farting again?
We're laughing at our obesity.
Fat rolls.
Okay, there were two. You're correct, yes.
Hey!
Two St. Valentine. Well, you know what? That means we get to celebrate and be depressed twice.
Even
we
from
could,
several people.
If we wanted to.
All right,
except
this
for us
what is that Valentine's Day movie? Can we talk about that later?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Kendall, what TV movie showcase introduced mechanical quipsters named Gypsy, Tom Servo, and Crow?
Is that Mystery Science Theater?
3000. Yes.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
I'm not the only super nerd, but look, Rand, see they're right there.
I like them.
I love them.
All right, guys.
I love to watch it when I'm really aware. Remember that from last week? When I'm really hyper aware, I love to watch Mystery Science Theater. You go now, Kendall.
Now, the Romans called him Cupid, and he is a symbol of the day Valentine's. But what did the Greek gods, or what did the Greeks, not the gods, just the regular Greeks, call the little god of love? What do they call him?
Eros?
You are right, Ray.
Which, that was in my brain.
Which means
love expert.
It means sexual love in Greek, which is basically this episode of Cliff and Kendall.
When I get that Eros, sexual, I want sexual healing.
That's what we should call this episode. Sexual love in Greek. Yeah. Now, Rayanne, what one-time teen drama ended its 10-year TV run with the marriage of Donna and David?
Beverly Hills 90210, and I had posters
what a
and pillowcases
to the teens.
Right, but no, nobody on that show was a teen.
No, now Kendall and I, we're trying to connect with the teenage audience. Do you have any recommendations for us?
Lose 200 pounds.
Become Zac Efron overnight.
Right.
Uh
huh. I tend to date people who are still in their teens, so. I could probably give you lots of advice.
Okay, we're going to take some notes.
Maybe I'll
think about that.
Slightly illegal, so.
Disco stick. Zac Efron's disco stick. Now this will come up in internet searches for teens.
Right.
Now, in 1828.
I like a disco stick. Yeah.
Dutchman.
1828.
Oh,
All right.
The Dutchman Conrad van Houten changed romantic history when he created what Valentine's staple?
Valentine's card.
No, it was those damn candy hearts.
No, you're both wrong.
There are
doilies.
There are no other staples.
The chocolate bar.
That's not a staple.
Yes, it is.
Chocolate bar.
No.
If it ain't shaped like a heart, it has nothing to do with Valentine's.
No.
That's all I got.
Ask Russell Stover. Okay.
Ask Russell Stover, and he will blow it up your ass that you are wrong.
Okay.
All right.
Everybody should know that.
Come on now.
Here we go.
Don't lull.
Kendall, this is for you.
Okay.
What word...
That's what
this
she
is
said.
For you is special. What word... Kendall, this is for you.
That's what she said.
So many women have said that. What word did Dan Quayle famously add an E to after a sixth grader had spelled it correctly?
Oh, my.
Is he not going to get it? I'm going to buy it.
I don't know.
Our listeners are shouting it. Jennifer and Ben, they're shouting it. They're shouting it at the top of their lungs.
That's not it. What he said. No. Not
that
what he
wasn't
said.
It.
You don't remember this?
No, I don't.
The Irish blank famine.
A baked.
Halibut.
A sweet. Halibut.
Halibut.
Dad.
Halibut. He was like.
Halibut.
I'm actually not a U.S. citizen. I'm Canadian.
Halibut.
I shouldn't even be vice president.
Halibut.
Potato. Potato.
Right
potato
answer,
with
Kendall.
An E.
You are exactly.
Potato with an
right.
E.
Right. Halibut.
And that was actually the beginning of a trend in this country of electing idiots.
Hey, so. Everybody. We don't want anyone smarter than us. Kendall, I'm going to throw a tea party about that one.
You know, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's all the time we have today.
It's
things that
you
know. Join us next time for more things you know.
My teapot.
That was educational.
My teapot bubbleth
up. I'm so glad you're here, Rayanne. We're having a great
thank
time.
Thank you. Thank you.
You
happy,
should come back
every
week.
Happy Valentine's Day, Kendall.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Come back every week. Oh. And to be more like The View. Now, Kendall, as much fun as we're having here, I have an urge to go somewhere else.
Oh, here comes the trolley. It's time to go
oh
to Bushwick.
Oh, my God.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, trolley time.
There it is.
I'm putting on my cardigan,
hey,
y'all.
Trolley, what's going on in Busheltown this week?
Ooh. Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Valentine's.
Let's take a closer look, trolley.
This week's journey to Busheltown is titled The Green Bean Vacuum. It was sometime in the bleak mid-spring that the former nun, Colette Foosball, was sitting at home alone on her sofa, or what she bittersweetly referred to as her tuffet, in honor of her favorite nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb. She was sitting there thinking of the good old days when a knock came at the door.
Who could that be? My dinner party doesn't begin for 2 weeks! I guess I'll answer it.
Hi, can I interest you in a ball of cheese?
You look like a Tarrasque. That's a scary Dungeons and Dragons creature.
I've been likened to a rampaging monster before, but only because of my rampaging sales ability.
Are you a blowfish in disguise? I was warned in the Catholic Nun Academy to watch out for such things.
Oh, no, ma'am. I wish I were something so exotic. Something like a flying cat or a multicolored parrot from the Yucatan region of General Mills Earth.
What's that you say about cheese balls?
I'm actually fresh out of cheese balls. If you want one, they are backordered for 3 months with a possible infinity clause.
Well, why didn't you say so? Come on in and show me your wares.
If you promise not to sexually harass me like my last client did, I'll come in.
I am a former nun who only believed in the Pope and not Jesus, so you are safe with me.
That sounds reasonable.
And so the salesman entered the abode.
First, I'd like to show you my selection of cloth Ziploc bags with titanium zippers. Astronauts used them on the 13th and 15th voyage to the moon during World War II.
Father O'Brien taught us not to believe in the moon.
Nevertheless, can I ask you a question? Do your garage doors open with a remote control or not open at all? Maybe you have turned your garage into a den where your grandchildren come and play with their puffy pinky dolls.
I always TiVo the 700 Club, so it follows I don't believe in puffy pinky dolls. I've heard they have Satan sewn into their seams and causes VCRs to explode or in some cases implode.
Don't believe everything you read in the Guidepost magazine, or that rag Open Windows. I know the truth, and the truth about vacuum cleaners that steam the carpet will set you free.
My carpet is dusty. Tell me more about how to clean it. I've been shaving it. Is that the best way?
Well, yes, but shaving it can rack up costly razor bills that no former nun can possibly afford. Let me offer you a demonstration. Do you have any salsa or lye?
I have some salsa-infused lye. or some lye-flavored salsa. Will that work?
Yes, either one will be fine, even if it's artificially flavored and not all natural.
I read in my Sunday school manual that such a demonstration may cause an atom bomb. Is this true?
Of course not. Well, not anymore, anyway.
And with this, Colette went to her well-stocked cupboard and retrieved her lye-infused salsa.
Here, let me see that if you don't mind.
Here you go. Be careful not to spill. I've heard these stains are the opposite of a blessing to remove.
Watch this.
The salesman promptly dumped the lye-infused salsa on her freshly shaved carpet.
Oh, my Jehovah's Witness Protection Program! 40,000 at my door at one time?
Hold on there, Sister Christian. Let me do my magic.
And with this, a twinkling fog settled around the room. A magic green bean thread wove through their lives.
Oh my, my! Green bean thigh! I have never seen a carpet come cleaner!
Oh, that's what I thought.
Are you free for dinner Friday night? I was a nun, but I'm not anymore. I am now a slave of the devil's Uncle Sam, by which I mean I work for the post office.
Oh, I'm feeling really uncomfortable about this whole thing. I thought we agreed to no sexual harassment.
But I thought any man with a broomstick wanted to be swept off his feet.
I don't even know what that means, and green beans! The Pope has poisoned your mind.
I consider that statement an attack on my religion, and I will thank you to leave my tuffet at once, not twice, not now, and for always.
You've been curt and I've been cordial, and let's just agree to disagree about the whole thing.
You know, I've been waiting for a man as feisty as you to come along, like a lava that melts my inner personal Pompeii. Are you sure you're busy Friday night?
Well, in Massachusetts, I am married to a nice Quaker man who speaks the oatmeal language of love to my heart. But you have fixed me like a car that needed a new exhaust unit.
I think we're a match made in heaven.
No, I think we're a match made in love.
And soon after, the two lovers married, and horses ran wild and beautifully in the wind on that windy, sparkling cider day. Truly, this was the greatest love of all.
Watch the sunrise on a tropic isle. See the pyramids along the Nile. Just remember, darling, all the while you belong to me. See the pyramids in old Algiers. Send me photographs and souvenirs. Just remember when the dream appears, you belong to me.
That's all for this week's Journey to Busheltown. Now back to you, Cliff, Kendall, and Rayanne.
Oh, how beautiful
how
for Valentine's
Day.
It was nice to revisit Busheltown. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. Oh, it hasn't
that
been a while since
back.
The last
that
one
takes
of those.
Me back.
Oh, God.
It has not
that
been a while.
Like breakfast
since
from
that happened.
Yesterday. Oh, God. Mm-hmm.
What are you laughing at?
No, I'm crying.
No, him.
I might as well be dressed in black today because Valentine's Day brings me so much grief.
It's so sad, Ryan.
I just want to do one thing.
Yeah.
Listener.
Hey, you.
Happy Valentine's Day, you.
Don't ever get married, you.
Never get married.
Oh, get married. Happy Valentine's Day.
Condoms.
Don't have 18 children.
Well, don't have 18 children.
These are the things that we're asking of you. There was not much listeners.
You know what, though? Pretending to be in love is fun sometimes.
Pretending.
Then you stop, you wise up, and you move on. So, happy Valentine's Day. Yeah?
If you ever meet Rihanna, she says she loves you. She's just pretending.
I'm a very good actress. So.
Cliff, can you hold off the belches for two more minutes? Two more minutes.
That was a grave opening on Valentine's
Day. On Valentine's Day. How sad. How sad.
That was the tomb of St. Valentine. Both of them.
Both of them.
Oh, and it's so sad. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
If you experience a grave opening on Valentine's Day, you might want to go to our website for some help. CliffandKendall.com, CliffandKendall.blogspot.com, Facebook.com/CliffandKendall. We're on Twitter.com/CliffandKendall. We're on that old stone tablet that is MySpace.
That's right.
You can call us at 818-3084-FAT. You can email us at CliffandKendall@yahoo.com. Aren't we everywhere, Ryan? We're everywhere. We're so fat. We're everywhere.
Right. Folks, if there's a tear in your beer, get in touch with us.
We're there. We're floating on that tear in some sort of internet kind of way. Kendall, I've got a quote. Do you have a quote?
I do. You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay, if love is blind, then why is lingerie so popular? And that's an unknown Arthur.
A horny Arthur. Now mine is called this, wine comes in the mouth and love comes in the eye. That's all we shall know for truth before we grow old and die. And that was William Butler Yeats.
No, it wasn't.
What a filthy bastard he is.
I've had other things coming in my mouth.
How was Hugh Hefner?
Let's wrap it up.
Kendall is blushing, and we gotta wrap this. We gotta wrap up this sexathon. Mm.
It's been a sexathon.
It's take me home, Valentine Rose.
Yeah, let's actually wrap this up. I'm gonna make a booty call. Happy Valentine's, y'all.
Happy Valentine's. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall.
And I'm your special guest, Rayanne.
Oh, thank you, Rayanne. We love you.
Love you both.
We love you.
Hearts.
Happy
hearts
Valentine's.
Hearts and X's
and O's. Cupid.
Rayanne, will you be our Valentine?
Wait. Yes.
We love you, listener.
We love you, listener. Listener.
Why don't you tell each of our listeners that you love them, Cliff?
I love you, Jennifer, and I love you, Ben, and we love you, Nicole and Cindy. We love you, Chris, and that's it. And we love
and
you, Cliff, Kendall.
And
we
Kendall.
Love you, Cliff. We love all of you. Happy Valentine's.
But
you're our Valentine's.
Hey, love yourself.
Love yourself.
Fly the ocean in a silver plane. See the jungle when it's wet with rain. Just remember till you're home again. You belong to me.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.